Representative Harrison, good morning. Thanks so much for the time today.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Can you walk us through this bill and why you decided to get behind it?
The bill is quite simple. All it does is codify the rule that the State Board of Elections has been following. It covers voters who are North Carolina military overseas with North Carolina military overseas ballot. And all it does is say that it aligns with the federal law that you don't have to show a photocopy of identification. The federal statute is pretty simple and straightforward. The Uniform and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act and military are not required to show an ID or provide an ID in overseas ballots. And it's based on the fact that military voters often face difficulties in accessing the IDs or the photocopying facilities or notary services needed to provide that voter ID requirement that applies to other voters in North Carolina.
To your point, there is no photo ID requirement for these voters, but Judge Jefferson Griffin has said that it's wrong, and that's the reason for the appeal to throw out these votes. What's your response to his logic and his reasoning there?
Well, one thing is he actually used this method in 2019 and 2020 to vote, so a little bit of hypocrisy here, but seeking to have his vote count back then, but not these voters. And I think that the issue is the law doesn't require it, and the fact that he wants to retroactively invalidate those voters is a real problem. This is inconsistent with voter integrity and voter security and protecting the right of our voters to vote.
Would this bill, this current legislation, would it have any impact on this current race, or is this just looking forward to preventing a situation like this from happening in the future?
It is. that this bill is effective when the bill becomes law and applies to votes cast after that date, so it wouldn't have a retroactive impact.
Are you
just a plot of votes going forward?
Are you optimistic this bill can pass both chambers?
well, I'm not. It's gone to rule,
mm-hmm.
and that's generally a sign that it may not be taken up. And it's only sponsored by Democrats, so my sense is it might not get a hearing, but my hope is that the leadership will decide this is something we should do and we should fix, because clearly needs clarification so we don't continue to have to address this issue.
Well, would you expect the other side to file some sort of contradictory law legislation to the one that you've already filed?
Well, they could, but I think it would be inconsistent with federal law, so I'm not sure that it would. I mean, it could be challenged in court is my guess.
Representative Harrison, what's the biggest thing you want to leave our listeners with this morning as we discuss this and these other topics surrounding this Supreme Court race?
Well, the thing is that you have 65,000 total votes being challenged retroactively after they cast a vote, no problem with their registration. And it's a real problem when we're going back and trying to invalidate piece by piece certain voters. And folks go to vote and they want their votes to count, and it's consistent with voter integrity and voter security. There's not one single instance of documented fraud, and I think it's worrisome that we're trying to upend our democracy in this fashion.
Guilford County Representative Pricey Harrison. Representative Harrison, really appreciate the time and the perspective today. Hope we get a chance to visit again in the future.
Well, thank you for having me. Have a great morning.
You as well. Thank you so much.
Thanks.